the thing that I teach is that you must clean a mess every single month, every single month. And people have so many messes, it's easy to choose one. So let's talk about a garage. You talk to a person who has had a messy garage, and they've had a messy garage for 10 years.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hi, this is James, and thanks for joining me today. I have a very special guest. In fact, I've flown all the way to Toronto to be with one of the world's foremost success coaches, Raymond Aron. How are you going, Raymond?
Great. I'm glad to be here with you.
So we're at Raymond's office here, and you're probably wondering why I flew all the way over here. Well, we've been exchanging business ideas for the last day or so and spending some great time discussing things. And, you know, when it comes to success and mindset, I've always thought that that's extremely important, and it's something that I teach in my workshops. And I thought it'd be a good idea to make sure that I'm keeping the most relevant information. And who else to ask than Raymond?
Happy to help you.
So, you know, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for us while I'm out here to talk about mindset and achievement and success, because that's something you've spent, you know, quite a good portion of your life chasing and learning about.
And teaching.
And teaching.
And I want to make a distinction here. There's this airy-fairy, lovey-dovey, people watch The Secret and they think they're just going to think of $1 million and it's going to show up in their lap. That's not what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about using the mind in a powerful way to invoke the law of attraction very specifically. This is going to be content, 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 real meat of how to get what you want using the mind.
So what sort of tips have you got for our readers on getting what you want? Is mindset as important as we are led to believe in terms of achievement?
Well, let me tell you. Well, let me just tell a story of what happened with you.
Yep.
I set a goal to give a speech in Dubai. I speak all over the world. I teach people how to achieve their goals all over the world, but I've never spoken in Dubai, and I've really wanted to. So at the beginning of this year, I set a goal in a very specific way, and I'm going to be talking about some of those ways on how to achieve your goals. Well, I was sitting at a special dinner, and there was a table of about 15 people, and I decided, no, I'm not going to choose strategically where I'm going to sit. I'm just going to sit down first, and whoever sits around me is going to be the exact right person to sit around me. So I sat down, and this guy, James, sat opposite me, and I saw him speak before, and he's a nice guy, and the promoter of the entire event was right beside me. I said, oh, this is great. The promoter's beside me. This is terrific. So the promoter said, Raymond, what do you really want in your life? And I said, the next thing I want is to speak in Dubai this year. And James, sitting right opposite me, who I really didn't know that well, said, oh, I'm speaking in Dubai next month. Why don't you come along with me? I'll just call the promoter. There's one spot available. I said, now that's how to achieve your goals automagically. And what I teach is how to achieve your goals in such a way that they appear to achieve themselves. And so I've created the term automagical, that you'll achieve your goals automagically. Now, I know what your viewers are thinking. They're going to say, oh, so one big coincidence, big deal. And they're right. They're right. If a fluke happens, then it's just a darn fluke. But I'm not talking about a fluke happening once a year or to one of my clients somewhere in the world. I'm talking about this happening every month consistently, that you and I and your viewers are going to be able to achieve their goals automagically. In fact, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. So it's not fluke. It's not coincidence. It's not the occasional thing. It's real, because I've developed a way to achieve goals. I've developed a way to record goals in such a way that you achieve them automatically. It's spectacular. I've been teaching it for 13 years around the world. I've been developing these ideas for 26 years. And I've been teaching it for 13, and it just works spectacularly.
Wow. And just so that you guys know, Raymond's a published author. You've got a couple of books there.
Yes. You've probably heard of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series of books?
Yep.
Yes. Well, I am the only male who has written two Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I wrote Chicken Soup for the Parent Soul, which hit New York Times top 10. So for the rest of time, I'm a New York Times top 10 bestselling author.
Congratulations.
And I'm the first person ever to write a national Chicken Soup for the Soul book. I wrote Chicken Soup for the Canadian Soul. It was the first such national book, and it became the number one bestselling book in Canada every week for 6 months after it was released. So these are really exceptional books, and if your viewers don't know exactly what they are, It's a collection of 101 powerful stories to uplift your soul and open your heart, submitted by the people who actually had those experiences in their life. We collected 5,000 stories over a four-year period and select the 100 that bring tears to your eyes and open your heart.
So what can people apply? What can they do from today to start achieving their goals?
Okay, let's get right into it. Yep. Okay, so this is how you feel good about your goals, and as soon as you feel good about them, you'll have a better experience related to them and have a greater chance of achieving them. So you know people who write goals, and in fact, you know people who don't write goals because they have negative experiences. Why do they have negative experiences? Why do people know that they have a higher chance of achieving their goals if they write it down and then don't write them down? Why? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't make sense until you think about that every goal that's written, at least not my way, but goals that are written just naturally, if you just use your own common sense of how to write a goal, they're written in what I call binary. And binary means yes or no, up or down, one or zero. So if you wrote a goal that you wanted to run a marathon,
yep. Okay,
you either run the marathon by that certain deadline or you don't. If you run the marathon, you feel great. If you don't run the marathon, you feel terrible. Well, number one, every goal that's written is about a topic that you're incompetent about, and I can explain that in a second. And that means you almost always feel bad because you almost always don't achieve goals. And here's what I mean about it. Let's talk about the morning. What is it that you personally, James, do for sure every single morning?
Sleep in.
You sleep in. Okay, good. Yeah. So you would never write a goal, I'm going to sleep in one morning this week. You'd never write a goal.
Because I already do that.
You do it all the time.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth every morning. You say hello to your wife every morning. Whatever it is that you're competent at doing, you don't use as goal. You only use as goal that which you're not good at. So you might write a goal to do yoga every morning, to stretch every morning, to jog every morning, to go for a brisk walk every morning. Whatever it is that you don't do, what you're not good at, yay, what you're incompetent at, yeah, is what you write as a goal. Well, if you choose those things that you're not good at, that's why you don't achieve your goals. So number one, people choose what they're not good at as the content of their goal. And number two, they write goals in the binary way that you either get them or you don't. Well, the odds are you're not going to get them, and therefore you're going to feel bad about goals. Anytime you feel bad about something, by the law of attraction, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
So I never, ever ask any of my clients to do anything that they have even a chance of feeling bad about. Therefore, they always feel good about it. Therefore, things get attracted to them, and their life spirals upwards. So I teach my students to write goals using the MTO process, which I patented, I've copyrighted it. No one else in the world teaches it, MTO. And MTO stands for Minimum Target Outrageous. So let's take a real thing for you. What is it that you would like to do in your life or each morning or whatever? Just tell me a goal that is unfulfilled in your life that you would really like to achieve.
Wow.
This is real, James. This is the inside.
Real,
yeah. So let's be honest and totally transparent and reveal to your viewers,
yeah,
who love you. What is it that you really want to do?
It's sort of a hard one because I sort of do exactly what I want.
No, I know that. You still may want to clean your garage, or there's all kinds of things in your life that.
See, maybe I'd like to go mountain bike riding maybe 3 times a week instead of the once that I currently do.
Okay, good.
How about that?
So if you wrote the goal the way that you just said, I want to go mountain biking 3 times a week. Okay, either get it or you don't get it.
Yeah.
And because of your lifestyle, it's more likely you're not going to get it because you've already set up your life to do it once a week, not 3 times a week.
Correct.
Okay, fine. So MTO, M stands for minimum, T stands for target, O stands for outrageous. Minimum is defined as what you can be counted on to do based on your history, not based on your ego, your type A personality, your desire to shoot for the skies. No. The purpose of minimum is so that you feel good and have success no matter what every single month. Target is the stretch, and outrageous is what you're sure you can't do. Yep. Okay. So for you, I'll just put words in your mouth just as an example. So you can say that my goal for this week, and I teach how to write monthly goals, but since you phrased it as a weekly thing, we'll just say for a week just to get started. You say, this week I'm going to ride my bike once as the minimum.
Yep.
Twice as the target and three times as the outrageous.
Great.
Okay, now, so you have that written down, and I have a way of making it actually visible in your life more than just on the piece of paper that you wrote it on. Anyways, you see it every day, and today, let's say, is the beginning of the week. It's a Monday, and you say, well, heck, I could do it today. Well, actually, I've got this and this to do, and I've got this teleseminar to lead. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, so fine. So tomorrow comes, and you do it. You ride your bike once. You get out, and you tell your kids, I'll see you in an hour, and you just go out and do your mountain bike. And you come back, and maybe Wednesday comes and Thursday comes, and you see that little reminder, and it says, once is the minimum. I've done that. I feel good.
Yep.
Twice is the target. Well, I've got a teleseminar to do in the afternoon, but it's the morning now, and I don't have any deadlines. I'm going to get out and do it.
Yep.
Because you feel so good because you've got your minimum, and so you go for your target, and you get it. You feel doubly good. Well, maybe your weekend's on Sunday, and you've already done your minimum and your target, and you say, I think I can squeeze another one in this weekend, and you get your outrageous, you feel spectacular. But the point is you always feel great because you always achieve your minimum, because the minimum is what you can be counted on to do.
Yeah.
So let's use another example. Almost everyone has messes, and one of my rules is every mess is a lock on the gate which keeps abundance out. Every mess that you have is a lock on the gate which keeps abundance out. That means that abundance is trying to get into you. This is not an airy-fairy law of attraction concept. This is real. Mm-hmm. Abundance is out there. You can talk to any wealthy person. You can talk to Sir Richard Branson, Donald Trump, talk to any wealthy person and say, where do you have to go to get rich? They'd say, nowhere. I can get rich right here. And they can say, when is the best time to get rich? They'd say, right now.
Yep.
Then you say, well, how about 9/11? They say, well, 9/11 was a big catastrophe, and that created lots of opportunities. And you say, well, what about the big meltdown in real estate in the United States? Well, that was bad, but it also created opportunities. So you could have done it just before the meltdown. You could have done it during the meltdown. You could do it after the meltdown. Every wealthy person knows that any when and anywhere is the exact right time to achieve your goals, or to get wealthy, or to create abundance. And every broke person knows, incorrectly, but nevertheless knows, that now is not the right time. And this isn't the right place. Maybe over there is the right place. Maybe if I go there, I'll have a chance. Well, who do you trust on the topic of abundance? Rich people or broke people? Obviously rich people. They say abundance is everywhere. If abundance is everywhere, because people who have it say that, then it must be true. But if it's true that abundance is everywhere, but a lot of your viewers and clients, people who love you, don't have as much abundance as they wish. Well, if abundance is everywhere and they don't have as much as they wish, then what is the explanation? Because they're both true. They don't have as much abundance as they wish, and abundance is everywhere. What is the explanation? The explanation is it is everywhere, but they actually lock it out, James.
Yeah,
they lock it out with every mess that they have. So you probably have a mess in your garage, a mess in your closet, a mess in your kitchen, a mess on your desktop, a mess in your tax filings. There's just so many messes in people's lives. So a very important thing that I teach is that you must clean a mess every single month. Every single month. And people have so many messes, it's easy to choose one. So let's talk about a garage. You talk to a person who has had a messy garage, and they've had a messy garage for 10 years.
Yep.
They say things like, I haven't driven my car into my garage for 10 winters, something like that. Well, why? Why has their garage been such a mess for 10 years? And the answer is that they look at the goal of cleaning the garage, and it's so intimidating that they do nothing. But cleaning the garage spotlessly, let's say, is what they call a goal, which is binary.
Yeah, and so it's hard to achieve.
It's hard to achieve. And because they've had so much failure in it, That's why they choose it as a goal. Because remember I taught you, you never choose what you're successful at. You choose what you're unsuccessful at. And then you imagine the total success of a spotlessly clean garage like you've seen your neighbor has, and you give up and you do nothing. But my way, minimum, might be to roll the bald tire out to the curb on garbage collection day. Well, if you know that if you just opened up the door and the bald tire is right there, and you know that tomorrow morning is garbage collection, then just roll the bald tire to the curb and the next morning it's gone. Now you might say, but that's too trivial. That's little. That's big deal. Anybody can do that. It's not true. The same person who rolled the bald tire out to the garage because he wrote that his minimum is to do that is the same person who for 20 years or 10 years didn't roll the bald tire out because he had as his goal the binary concept, it's either spotlessly clean or it's a mess. So minimum, roll the bald tire out. Target might be throw out one large green garbage bag of crap.
Yep.
And outrageous could be throw out five green garbage bags of crap. Or let's make outrageous really outrageous. Outrageous could be empty every single thing out of the garage, put back only what I totally need in order, all set up nicely with things hanging on the wall, stuff like that. Whoa, that's really outrageous. But you see, it becomes less outrageous when you MTO the goal because the minimum is still simply roll the bald tire out. So let's think of different possibilities. Number one, you just roll the bald tire out. You feel great because you've achieved a portion of your goal, which I call achieving your goal, because you've achieved the minimum of the goal. It's not just a part of the goal. It is the minimum goal. It's so like there's a minimum goal, there's a target goal, there's an outrageous goal. So you've actually achieved the goal at the minimum level. You've rolled the bald tire out. You feel great. My gosh, in the very area that I've been so incompetent, where my wife has yelled at me so much, where I feel so silly, where I feel so belittled and small because the garage is bigger than me and I haven't been able to conquer it, I've got a success. Now, if that's the only thing you did all month, you still have the success. Now, next month, when you write another garage goal, it's not the same because your minimum isn't roll the bald tire out. You've done that. Maybe next month's minimum is this month's target, which means you've moved up.
Yep.
You've achieved. Your self-esteem is glowing. But even there's even better things than that. It may be that you rolled the bald tire out 2 or 3 days into the month, and you say, well, now the garage door is open, and the bald tire is out at the curb. Maybe there's actually a green garbage bag. There's some crap. Let's just load it up. And you feel so spectacular because you've got the self-esteem exactly in the area where you've had low self-esteem. Now, you have high self-esteem. I have high self-esteem. But in the areas in your life where you have a mess, like a real mess, you know, maybe you've got a little too much weight and you want to ride your mountain bicycle a little more often. In those areas, your self-esteem actually is low. You say to yourself, I want to get out there and ride my motorbike my mountain bike more often. And then you don't get around to it and you don't feel that good about yourself. And I'm not putting you down in front of your clients. I want to just connect with your clients because they have areas of their life also which they don't feel that good about themselves, even if they're successful and have high self-esteem in general. There's still these little nagging areas, and that's the ones they choose to write the goals in, and then they feel worse.
Yeah.
So when you MTO the goal, you feel better because you can actually ride your bike once and be a success. You ride your bike twice. My gosh, I did it. It's so exciting. So we MTO the goal, every single goal, no matter what. No matter what. And it could be sit-ups. Maybe you want to do 30 sit-ups every morning. And the night time comes and it's 11 o'clock and you're tired and you say, oh, heck, I'm not going to do them today. And then they don't get done. But if the minimum is to do one sit-up, well, anybody can do one sit-up. Well, once you've done one sit-up, the second one flows pretty easily.
Yeah.
And so if the minimum is one sit-up and the target is 5 and the outrageous is 30, just do the one. The 5 comes pretty easily and maybe you'll even get your 30 done. So I've written a book here. This book is The Monthly Mentor Goal Handbook. And I'm going to give you a copy of it because I'd like you to have it.
Thanks. Sounds like I need it.
Yeah. And what this actually goes through all the six areas of life and gives you examples of how to write goals using the MTO concept. In fact, you can see there's hundreds and hundreds of examples of this is a goal, this is a goal, this is a goal. And you can see MTO, 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 just hundreds and hundreds of examples.
Looks like you found the pretty common ones there.
Oh, yeah. So, so all that we have to do, like people who get into my monthly mentor program, I give them this. And if they're not exactly sure what goal to write, they flip through that and they say, oh, yeah, I want that. Oh, I want that too. Oh, I want that. Oh, here's how to MTO it. Isn't that great? And they like photocopy whatever they want. And then they write me, they postcard me, they email me from all over the world. And they say, Raymond, I can't believe it. I've wanted to get out of debt. I've wanted to lose weight. I've wanted to ride my bike. I've wanted to, you know, and they list whatever it is that they want. And they say, I've been wanting it for 10, 20, 30 years. I joined your program in the first month. It came true. I don't even have a word for it. And that's why I coined the word automagically. And that's why this book is entitled The Monthly Mentor Goal Handbook. And it's subtitled Enjoying Measurable Monthly Progress Automagically. I would like you to have this little book.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
And I think you've been really generous with our audience here with regards to setting goals. I like that, splitting it into achievable things to get your confidence up. Well, I must say it's been a real pleasure popping out here to Toronto. And
popping is a... you don't just pop from Sydney, Australia to Toronto, Canada.
It takes a while.
But you came on my invitation because I wanted you to learn something from me, and I also wanted to learn from you. We've had a really symbiotic relationship. What I learned from you is spectacular. I hope that what you learned from me is valuable for you and your clients.
Absolutely. You know, and this is my way of giving back. I always want to give to the readers and make sure they get great content. So thank you so much.
Okay.
And I look forward to speaking with you many times in the future.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.